Welcome, everyone.
I'm gonna read to you a letter.
Please, sit down.
Y'all about to see something that ain't never, ever, ever been done before.
Rumination means focusing on a problem for longer than most people would.
Fantastic, strange love. How is it possible for this thing to be triggered automatically and at the same time impossible to untrigger? This is what the
Lord wants me to do. Creativity and madness are on a kind of spectrum.
From what I've been told, this matter needs to be dealt with urgently.
These types of people would eventually come up with an interesting solution.
Dear bipolar disorder, old friend, an eternal rival, you clever fool. The ultimate enemy is not the enemy from afar, who invades with endless armies with clear intentions and defined objectives, equipped with deadly weapons and clear danger. The ultimate enemy is never seen at all. The enemy that invades can be fought. The enemy that was always here, lurking not only in the shadows, but in the light as well. Such an enemy is most cunning. For though this enemy can inflict the same degree of suffering, his pain brings with it no return address. Your worst enemy is as capable of navigating the corridors of your mind as your own consciousness. How can you ever hope to gain an advantage? You, bipolar disorder, you take the controls away from my rational mind. You plunge my experience of life into cold, dark ice. And you keep it there for as long as you can.
You do know you're a freak.
What's up, my nigga? What did you just say?
I'm not sure what the question is.
That's sheer insanity.
I know. You do know you're a freak.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The only risk is that you'll go ahead. It's
time to make a call. Crippled by this belief you've wrapped around my head like a crown of thorns. On a belt of stones wrapped tightly around my neck.
You know
you're a freak. And you let me go.
Thank you, I feel great.
I will make you masters of the world.
Once I am free, my scars are healed, not a bruise, not a scratch. I'm stronger now than ever before. There's nothing I can't do.
I'm by winning.
You convince me, you convince me good.
The powers are a gift from God.
It's Britney, bitch.
I see further now. I see further and deeper and clearer and faster than
just
the fools who all relish happily in their enormous, gallivanting around in fruitless fields of mediocrity, wearing their petty contentment with the shadows on the cave wall like some badge of fucking honor.
I told you to take it easy, group captain.
Participation trophy collecting fucking losers who walk in slow straight line along flat field into a grave they pretend would always be in the distance. I'm better than them.
Everyone's fucking see how Jack.
What's more, you give me evidence of that, and I see you as an eternal, eternal friend. Always had my best interest. And when I look in the mirror, I'm practical. I see the face of a king. And when I look in the mirror, I come to hold conflicting beliefs about myself and the world, universes around me.
Maybe it's time to let the writing go.
You tell me there is no God.
Those are scientific questions.
Then let me hear music when none is to be found.
Hey, listen.
I heard a song once.
I'm afraid that I don't hear a thing.
You tell me I'm good. You tell me I'm evil. You tell me I'm gifted. You tell me I'm cursed.
Haven't you been there for me? Can't you see? I'm losing my mind.
It's time to let the writing go.
Stop!
And it just goes on.
You spoke of a dream.
You got a dream?
You
gotta protect it. If people can't do something themselves, they want to tell you you can't do it.
Let it take you away and be hopeful.
You want something? Go get it.
You can be anything you want.
One of the luckiest guys in the world.
The saddest thing in life is wasted talent.
And it just goes on.
One man could change the world.
To spare with unbearable.
Story we agree to tell each other over and over until we forget that it's a lie.
I lie.
Courage is your capacity.
It's made up
for illusion.
Something illusory.
It's a fake.
He turned his back on
wasted talent.
I'm in her own way.
I simply am not there.
You haven't communicated with anyone.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
I went on to discover something that I found incomprehensible.
There are many ways for our fellow citizens to say thanks.
In the 14 years from the start of the Iraq War to include the Afghanistan War, 6,855 American personnel were killed in action. 73,000 veterans committed suicide.
You tease me with fantasies of loving and being loved, all the while you ensure all who draw too close run away from me as fast as they came to me.
What is love?
You turn my relationships into ash before they even take full form, without exception. Fill me with sex and make me feel ashamed I possess passion.
It's not your fault.
You tell me sex is and energy to fear.
Why would I jump into a
and fill me with tension and paralysis until I let it find release in places without a shadow of love. You make me beautiful. Convince me I'm ugly.
Abstinence works.
You ensure, above all else, that I be made to live and die alone. Just you and me, right?
Damn if I know, Keeps.
Just us. Forever.
It's not your fault.
It's your plan, isn't it?
It's not really me at all.
Make me always want more. New. Better.
The best a man can get.
Make me only listen to you.
It's not your fault.
Can't let me take it automatically.
Messages of condolences have been pouring following his death from friends, celebrities, and heads of state. Steven Spielberg, who said Robin was a lightning storm of comic genius and her laughter was a thunder of that statement.
Beg me not to. How could I? You always talk first, talk most, talk loudest. Drowning out the forces of reason and those I should trust.
You do know all the evidence and even understand.
You can always talk your way into the foreground. For you have my emotions. You have the ultimate guiding forces that govern my every conscious decision. And you decide what to make me feel and when and for how long.
False bravado.
Surely you can disarm it somehow.
You like death. You want me to think about it. You remove my fear of it. And this is often one of your favorite games, to be sure.
Then you mean it is possible for them to have built such a thing?
God does play. Because with it, you gain control in the ultimate way. You remind me when I don't want to play anymore, when I'm exhausted from being plunged into the abyss, floating helpless in an empty atmosphere.
Just silence.
There's no way of combining chance and determinism.
All guests from this hotel enjoy free will.
It's fundamentally hostile to the notion of free will.
Stop it. Ever. Stop it.
Yeah, these beats are dope.
It's all going to be all right.
You can tell what the person is going to say. And consciousness or they is not in the drive of dreams to bring true.
And we're going to try those things.
Excuse me, sir.
Everything is divine and I am that.
Your courageous teacher, failure is...
This is a Bronx Valley 4 train. The next stop is Wall Street.
Same like a runaway train, I'm in your lane like it's only 3 seconds to score.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, I'm gonna be money.
I don't have...
It cost me a lot. My chain and my watch.
I do it for
What do you have for us?
I don't have.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
And please, speak as you might to a young child.
Is good.
You're on your way out anyway.
Or a golden retriever.
Now I am become death.
I am not the destroyer of
companies. The destroyer of worlds.
What do you have
these
for?
Are yours if you take the job.
Well, there's a buck to be had doing that.
All right, I'll do it.
When do you sleep?
Sunday.
Hello, John. How you doing today?
I'm laughing straight to the bank.
That's a cool whiff.
How you doing today?
The Destroyer of Worlds.
Fuck that.
Then lifted on wings like he.
Wing.
Make you stronger. Angelic flight I take.
On wings made
only
from wax
to go
and feathers.
Only to go the way of Icarus.
Icarus.
Falling back down.
Defied the laws of both man and nature. Ignoring the warnings of his father.
And it just goes on.
You created your own schedule, didn't you?
Yes.
And it just goes on.
You win when you kill.
Everything I do is right.
That's your ultimate plan for those within human. Why do we live? You're very good.
Just this year alone,
like
there have been 307 mass shootings in
just
this
like
country.
Me.
Every
spree.
Time lawmakers,
everywhere,
have sent their thoughts, they sent
you
their
almost
prayers,
always
they sent their
get away
so
with
what's been done. Not a lot.
But you won't
There's
kill
been
me.
Another mass shooting in America.
He brutally murdered Ever. More than 50 people.
And it just goes on.
It's time you fear me.
And wounded hundreds
because
more.
Because guess what, motherfucker? I'm gonna do something you're not used to. Something you didn't even know was possible, I meant. I'm going to kill you! I call it disorder. You think I can't override my feelings? You think I'll always act on impulse? You think you own me?
The Avenger, as the hook is waiting.
Yeah, no. Right.
Matt Everett. No way. Think you got it going for us.
Oh, I know that by pulling the sword. Because I own you. You're part of me.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. I said I do not talk. Nobody.
Not evil. You're not good. You're not my enemy, and you're not my friend. That's how I beat you, bipolar disorder. That's how I win. I win.
How are we doing?
By acknowledging your presence and your power. And the threat you pose to myself, more importantly, to those around me, most of all, those I love. I win by seeing you in all your forms. I feel you in the shadows. I see you nestled in the beams of light. I sense you.
Go
wherever
ahead,
you are within me, I know your presence. I win by telling everyone about you. Can you readily sabotage me when I'm no longer the only one who knows you exist inside me? And when so many others recognize you in them too, when they read my words and hear my findings, I win by defeating the demons you create in me, one by one, forever if they don't stop coming. I will rid myself of the fear, anger, doubt, loathing, shame, pessimism, carelessness, apathy, arrogance. You form so many ways to conjure in every corner of my being. I win by understanding you are deserving of our attention. And not just because you can be stopped from killing so many people so easily, with no meaningful retaliation ever taken against you.
Enough!
You are deserving of man's reverence and attention because you, like fire, like lightning, are energy. You are only a destructive force in your most rudimentary form, true. But what happens when you are understood? When you are controlled and channeled? What unforeseen benefits does mankind stand to gain if only one of us arrogant, foolish earthlings taps into your power and masters it? It is by lack of imagination man is left to suffer. Not ability, not compassion, not fortune. Imagination. Not a disease, not a disorder. Not a sickness.
Can you put the past away?
Polar Reorder. You are potential. Potent potential. And I will use you. And I will prove you don't have to be the enemy. You don't have to contribute to the destruction of man. You are power untamed. You are lightning in a bottle. You are going to learn that I am not the only one. I am not the only one.
Look at me, son.
I am not the only one.
It's not your fault.
I just may have the honor of being the first to master you consciousness.
You ain't first, you're last.
And if not the first, then the first to teach others how to do it. Every destructive thing you bring upon me, I shall know you were involved. I shall see your fingerprints, and I shall take it as another reminder that you can still hurt me. Indeed, you can still kill me. But not if I kill you first. Nico Manetti.
Maddest of all, to see life as it is, not as it should be.
Don't ever give up, my son.
So that we may survive.
I'm baffled by this guy.